This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
Thank you for joining us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
From Georgia, our feature group is Heartfelt Quartet.
From the National Quartet Convention at the On the Road studio, I'll be talking to the members of Southbound on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by Sue Dodge and also Phillips and Banks.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Christian Voice magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras in Stanley, North Carolina at the Lowesville Gospel Concerts. We heard Promised Land Quartet, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
And what about the archives?
From several years ago in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, we heard Kevin Spencer, exclusive video on today's show.
Let's get it going.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Old Paths have announced a rebranding of the group with a new name, which is Anthem Edition. They have also launched a new website, anthemedition.com. The Inspirations are preparing to record new music, but they are also looking back at decades of fan favorite songs on a two-disc project entitled Ageless Treasures. Ed O'Neill, after more than 60 years on the road, has announced the retirement of the Dixie Melody Boys' name. Legacy 5 baritone Brian Walker has resigned from the quartet and will be coming off the road in order to focus full-time on his family. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading Christian Voice Magazine. Take a look at their website at christianvoicemagazine.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been over to North Carolina to the Lowesville Gospel Concerts, and Promised Land was there. I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
We just gotta tell it like it was.
Promised Land did a great job that night. They are an excellent quartet, and we always look forward to the Lowesville Gospel Concerts, a great place to see a group. Very enjoyable concert.
Yes, it is. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Mark Blackwood. Mark sings with the fabulous Blackwood Quartet. His birthday is June 28.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on today's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Then Sings My Soul is a new CD by Sue Dodge, and it was produced by Shane Roark. Many of you will remember Sue from the Gaither videos. And on this new CD, she sings great classics such as Blessed Assurance, God Says You're Gonna Make It, and I'm Too Near Home. My favorite on the CD is Reason to Shout. That's Then Sings My Soul by Sue Dodge.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Mark Trammell Quartet at the Ritz Theater in Toccoa, Georgia on July 14. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Heartfelt is based in the Sweet Onion City of Vidalia, Georgia. Founded in February of 1995, they've been honored to sing the gospel regionally in churches and public venues throughout the Southeast. The group currently sings and travels as a trio with Don Paradise, Pat Myers, and Angela Beasley, and they are excited to be a part of the Sweet Southern Entertainment Promotions out of Dalton, Georgia. In addition, they host the second Saturday night gospel sing at the Blue Marquee Theater in Lyons, Georgia, each month. You can find out more about this week's feature group at heartfeltquartet.org. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Southbound. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had the Gospel Music Today on the road studio at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to all the members of Southbound, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We're in the Gospel Music Today on the road studio. With me, the members of Southbound, and we want to welcome all of Southbound to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
Yes,
it's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Before we talk about a new CD or anything else, I do want to mention we saw you guys at the Day Wind Showcase this morning. One song in 3 minutes, and you must have changed some lives in there, because the song was great, of course, singing was great, but there's an intensity that you guys have that's just over the top. It's unusual. Did a good job.
Well, that's the way we approach everything, you know, all of our hearts. We've sang for 30 people and we've sang for 3,000. And we've realized that some people are hearing us for the very first time and some people are hearing us for the last time. And so we want to give everything we have with all the energy we have.
This is Pastor Clint Brown, Bishop Clint Brown, that's talking to me. I'm going to ask you to introduce the other two.
This is Seth Elby and Jody Brazelton.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We are Southbound.
Southbound. With a long background of Southern gospel singing with a fairly brand new group, how did the group get together?
Well, we've known each other for over 20 years, and we've been friends and have, you know, at different times sung together for different things. But in 2020, during the pandemic, Jody was coming to Orlando, where the two of us live, and he was just coming to town for a wedding and came over to the house, and we were going to grill some steaks and hang out, and decided to go live around the piano and sing some songs that we grew up singing and some old classic songs. And just from that, I mean, within a few days, we were over 160,000 views, and then we were approached by some record companies to say, you know, this new group, what are you guys doing? And it was just a God thing that brought us together for this time and for this. And, you know, we decided to go with Southbound since we were all raised in Southern gospel music by our fathers and, you know, the influence, and decided, you know, we're going back to our Southern roots. We're all from the South, so, hey, we're Southbound.
Yeah. You all have other commitments. How much do you travel as Southbound?
Well, when it started out, we all do have other commitments. But when it started out, we were okay with it. And now that, I mean, God's hand has just been on this group, and little by little throughout just the first year of our existence, we've gone from we sing a couple of times, three times a month, to now we're singing a couple of times, three times a week. And so it just keeps growing. But we're okay with it. We were prepared for it, and we had a plan for it. And even though we all have our hands in other things, we know that this is our primary focus as a group, is to be out there doing what we're doing. So we're loving it. Mm-hmm.
Jody, I was checking the Southbound website, and I saw this description, Southern with a side of gospel grit.
Yeah.
Is that a good description of your style?
Absolutely. We all grew up, obviously, on Southern gospel, and for me, the Hensons were like my idols, Kenny Henson, and you know, they always had that grit. But then when the three of us got together, Pastor Clint has got some soul on the inside of him that we have maybe a little bit, but not to the degree that he has. But you combine that with each of us, and the soul and the grit, and his Pastor Clint's wife came up with a name, you know, it just sounds like gospel grit, you know. And I like that about our group, is that I feel like we could just about sing anything, and that's not bragging. That's just, if it's worship that we go into, we can sing it. If it's standard, you know, Southern gospel, we love doing that and the harmonies. And then when it's time to do that gospel grit or soul, you know, we can do it. And we just enjoy all of it.
What about the new CD?
The new CD, we most people don't come out with a new CD for 18 months, 24 months. But we are just, that's what we do. And so we're so excited. We started working immediately after our first CD came out. We started writing and working and going in the studio, and so our brand new CD is done. Our single, which you heard this morning, the single, that's the first single, it's and we're so excited because this album is filled with originals. The first album, the audience at large didn't know who we were, so we wanted to bring them in with songs that they were familiar with, and we did that. But on this next album, they're going to really get is true Southern gospel music from the lens of Southbound. Okay. And so we're excited about it. It's going to come out in the first month of next year, January 23. But the single, we thought actually was going to come out December 26. And now the record company, after this morning, is grabbing me saying, everybody is upset that they have to wait. And so they may put it out now. We don't know. Yeah. But we're excited that people were blessed. And for newcomers like us, that's always a great sign that you're not only are you touching people's lives, but you're not coming in without being relative to what they're doing and what they love.
Yeah. It's going to be a great single, I'll tell you. The room was full. The Day When Showcase is at the NQC is a showcase for radio people,
right,
who have heard everything, and they play these songs every day.
Right.
And that song made such an impact today.
So. Well, we were very, very pleased and honored that we got even the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Because behind us, while we're singing, we're very well aware those are legends. You know, when you start looking at the people that are behind us that have made Southern gospel what it is, and for us to stand out there and then turn around and they're on their feet applauding us is just such an honor for us.
Absolutely.
Lost and Found is the name of the CD. Southbound is the group. And we want to thank you very much for being with us on Gospel Music
Today. Thank you
so much. Thanks for having us.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Gospel Radio Favorites Convention is May 18, 19, and 20 at the Biblical Times Dinner Theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
In this month's edition of the Christian Voice magazine, there's a monthly article called Five Loaves and Two Fishes, and it's by Gina Abels. This month, she writes about the power and the blessing of encouraging words. Along with that, she shares a recipe for cheesy chicken and yellow rice casserole, plus another recipe for tender flat iron steak for two. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The National Quartet Convention comes to the LeConte Center in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, September 24 through 30. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website. This is Gospel Music Today. I'm Ken Grady.
And I'm Jean Grady, and this is what we do.
Southern Gospel News. Exclusive live concert video. the latest Southern Gospel recordings, exclusive Southern Gospel guest, Gene's feature group.
This is Gospel Music Today.
And this is what we do.
And this is why we do it. This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The National Quartet Convention returns to the LeConte Center in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, September 24 through 30. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at the Gospel Music Today on the Road studio, and I'm here with Phillips and Banks. They've got some exciting news. It's just going to happen tonight here at NQC, but we're also here to talk about their new CD. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you
so much.
If I get this right, Caleb and Autumn.
Yep.
Okay. And Carmen and Jacob.
That's it.
And I heard there's a new CD called Sing Them Again.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who's going to tell us about it?
Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, first of all, this CD, it felt like, you know, when you go into the studio, it just feels like, is this thing ever gonna take place? You know, are we ever gonna get it back? So we did work really hard on it, and it's basically a collection of old hymns and older songs that all four of us grew up with, and songs that meant a lot to us growing up. And so, you know, there may be a song that Caleb sang a lot growing up, and he sings the lead on it, and then we, you know, switch over and do something different on the next song. But it's just a collection of old hymns and old songs, and that's why it's called Sing Them Again, you know, to revitalize those, to remember those songs that meant so much to you growing up, and to be able to record those.
But you got to kind of mix them in there together.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of the songs you grew up on. So, well, we do actually have one new song on this project.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it was written by the most popular member of our group. She's about 8.5 years old.
Okay.
And so it's Jacob and Carmen's little girl, Libby. She's not here with us today. Pops and Mamaw V. She's having the time of her life riding go-karts right now.
That's right.
But she right after she got saved, and Jacob can tell this story if you'd like.
No,
but,
go ahead.
But it was right after she got saved in 2020. He got to baptize her in 2021 at his dad's church. All of us were blubbering. You know, just, it was awesome. But it wasn't long after she told Jacob, and our mom said, I want to write a song. And so Carmen said she worked all day, wrote her notes down, and Jacob came in. We worked part-time jobs and we're not on the road. When he got home that evening, she sat down with him and said, okay, Daddy, and they wrote a song together. So we got her very first album.
I said, it's not a hymn, and it's not old, but she wrote it, and bless God, we're putting it on there.
That's right. So, Autumn, I know you don't talk a lot,
okay.
But on this CD, tell me your favorite song on the CD.
Probably Man in the Middle. Caleb actually sings lead on it, and it is... Yeah, it's my favorite song on the CD. He sang it growing up with his family. They travel with the bluegrass group. And when we were putting the CD together, I was like, hey, I know we don't sing bluegrass, but can we sing bluegrass for about 2 minutes, please? So I really like it. It's fun. It's different from what we do usually. So I really like that one.
I like that one. Carmen, how about you?
I think Haven of Rest may be my favorite. I've always loved that song, and never had a version of it that I felt gave it what it deserves. I don't know. So for me, I was like, we need to do this song because it means a lot to me to find that place of rest, that refuge in the Lord. So that one was a big one for me, and I kind of, I guess, made me put it on there, sort of, I guess, maybe, but I really, it's one of my favorites.
Tonight? At NQC, you all won the showcase today, so you're going to be singing on the main stage tonight. So congratulations
to you.
Thank you
so much.
Hopefully we can slip out and maybe see it.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Thank you.
God bless you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The National Quartet Convention returns to the LeConte Center in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, September 24 through 30. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We have a new music video this week.
Yes, we do. Our friends from Cherryville, North Carolina, it's Heart to Heart, David and Dina Kaiser and Rhonda House. The song is God of Abraham. Heart to Heart is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you. journeys of faith through trial and failure.
Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Kevin Spencer. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. From several years ago in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, one of our favorite performers, he's got a long history in gospel music. Kevin Spencer is up next on Gospel Music Today.
1989. Wow. Our first of nine. Number one. Number two songs, thanks to you.
Coming soon.
You remember it?
Jesus in all his glory. Not just a Savior, but a reigning King.
Do you believe it?
Coming soon, and the whole world will be witness. Coming soon. You know he's already been here once. Once he came to this old world of sin and sorrow. He was an humble babe, and they laid him in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, but this time he's coming in all his power. Great kings of earth will bow and worship his holy name. Coming soon.
You want to sing it?
Jesus in all his glory, not just a Savior, but a reigning King. Amen. Coming soon, and the whole world will be witness. Oh, be ready, for he is coming soon. And when he comes, he'll find the power of old Satan. Your little children with the lamb and lion will play, and all the earth will be so filled with his glory. No need for crying, for all tears are wiped away. Coming soon, Jesus in all his glory, not just a Savior, but a reigning King. Coming soon, and the whole will be witness. Oh, be ready, for he is coming soon. Oh, be ready, for he is coming soon. He's coming soon.
We always enjoy Kevin Spencer. He always does a great job. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we've enjoyed having you with us for the past 30 minutes. And we would like to say hello to our listeners at WPIL-FM Radio in Heflin, Alabama. And we'll look forward to seeing all of you next week on Gospel Music Today.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could join us for this edition of Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
From Arkansas, our feature group this week is United Voice.
From the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to Les Butler on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by the Combs family and the Vaughn family.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading this month's edition of the Singing News magazine.
We had the GMT cameras in Woodstock, Georgia. We heard Gold City Quartet. That exclusive video is coming up on today's program.
And just where are we going in the archives?
From several years ago, the Pine Ridge Boys were at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. We have exclusive video on today's show.
Well, let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Live in Amsterdam, a 20th anniversary celebration will be released later this year on Stowtown Records to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Lee McNeil, the original lead singer of the old-time Preacher's Quartet, is returning to the group, this time to sing bass, taking the place of former bass singer Mike Holcomb. The Kingdom Heirs have added guitarist and vocalist John Young to the Kingdom Heirs band. The Kingdom Heirs are in their 38th year of performing at Dollywood. Shannon Smith, who sang with Three Bridges for 13 years until the trio's retirement, is beginning a new solo venture. The Becky Simmons Agency will be scheduling all dates for Shannon. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading Christian Voice Magazine. Take a look at their website at ChristianVoiceMagazine.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, GospelMusicToday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been down to Woodstock, Georgia for a great concert with Gold City and the Hillsongs. And I believe today we have a clip of Gold City.
Yes, we do.
He is our only hope. He's our only answer. And as long as we put our trust in him, folks, no matter what we face in this life, we don't ever have to give up. Did I hear it? Amen.
which is a nail star hand. Oh no, I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Well, I'm not giving up. And I'm not turning round.
Turning round.
By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown someday. Well, and I'll keep a holding on.
A holding on.
To his nail scar.
There it is, a classic Gold City song by the brand new lineup of Gold City. They did a wonderful job at Robert York's concert. We'll be looking forward to the next one.
Yes, we will. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Elliot McCoy. Elliot was the leader of Three Bridges for many years. His birthday is June 11.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on this edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Closer is a new CD by the Vaughn family, and it was produced by Ben Isaacs. We were honored to share booth space in the same room with this family at NQC last year. They also won the showcase and were featured on the main stage that week. On the CD, in addition to the title song, there is All Over Again, The Way, and There Is a Time. My favorite on the CD is God of Always and Never. That's Closer by the Vaughn family.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. King's Cadence and Second Chance at the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina on July 8. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com, and you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
United Voice from Arkansas began with their first concert on June the 4th, 2017. Ken and I were honored to be at that first concert and to watch this ministry grow. Members of the group are Jeremy Ballinger, Chris Bennett, and Mike Franklin. Jeremy has been in the groups Under Grace, The Brashears, and the Old Time Preachers Quartet. Chris sang with Homeward Bound Southern Heritage Quartet, and in 1999, he formed the trio In Him, best known for his many years with Gerald Williams with the Melody Boys Quartet. Mike Franklin also performed in various trios as a soloist and in the God and Country multimedia program. Jeremy, Chris, and Mike bring their years of experience together to share the gospel in one united voice. You can find out more about this week's feature group at MikeFranklinMinistries.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Les Butler. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had the cameras in the on-the-road studio at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to an old friend, Les Butler. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We're in the Gospel Music Today on-the-road studio with me, an old friend, Les Butler. And Les, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thanks for having me, as always, Ken. Appreciate it.
It's wonderful. We always look forward to seeing you. And I want to warn you, with all the things going on that you have going on, it's only a 30-minute show, so we're going to hit the the highlights.
But I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of everything.
Les Butler is a busy man.
I am. That's very
great.
Blessed.
That's awesome. Let's talk about one of your projects first that was really innovative when you started it. I guess it was back during the beginning of the pandemic, the Live with Les Facebook things.
Yeah.
You had to be one of the first people to do that. But for people that haven't seen it yet, tell us what it is.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that I was the first in our industry, but I may have been. It's pretty early on. But I just get on there, and it's really very unstructured. I will normally have some kind of a little piece on my mind. Sometimes I'll go to a year, or I'll have a group on my mind. And I normally put a piece of memorabilia with it, because I've got, honestly, I've got a Hall of Fame museum vault of mm-hmm. stuff. And so I'll pick something out of that, and I'll make a show of it. And so there'll be a show and tell item, and I'll talk about it, what was going on, why I had that piece, who gave it to me, the history of it. And then it always ties into an artist or a group or a songwriter, and then I'll feature music of that group, artist, songwriter. And it's called Live with Les Southern Gospel Music, Memorabilia, Memories, and Ministry. And so I'll always have a story, and there'll be the memorabilia, there'll be the music. And then I'm a preacher, I've got to tie in some sort of ministry. So there'll be a scripture that ties into one of the songs or something like that. And boy, it's been something to behold. It really mm-hmm. has. And I think it's blessed some folks. I sure hope it has. But I've enjoyed doing it. Yeah. And during the pandemic, because none of us had anything going on anyway, I do it about every night.
Yeah.
Well, now I do it once a week. And I'll normally do it for an hour to 2 hours. But it's still the same structure, mm-hmm. memorabilia, music, memories, and ministry.
Yeah. Well, I know people look forward to it. It was just about a year ago, I guess, so when we spoke to you and we were talking about the Real Southern Gospel Project. And yeah. at that time, it was brand new and you were wondering if it was going to fly. And
yeah.
It has really grown over the past year.
I'm amazed. I shouldn't be. Because speaking of the pandemic, really this was birthed in me. It was birthed just prior to the pandemic. I started feeling kind of a nudge spiritually about this. But when I was in the hospital, I mean, and I was in ICU, and the doctors told me I was dying. I mean, it was dire. The Lord was really dealing with me on some things, including personal things, my prayer life. Not that I didn't pray, but there was another level of praying that I needed to be serious about, and some things like that. But one of the things that the Lord dealt with me on was doing this thing for Real Southern Gospel Music and keeping traditional Southern Gospel music alive, the classic stuff, as well as artists that still do it today. But because today's Southern Gospel has swung pretty hard toward the contemporary stuff, some of those artists and those songs get lost in the shuffle. So I'm an alternative to those who like the really traditional stuff. And so in a 24-hour day, basically I've got it on our radio station, I've got it lined up to where about 12 hours of that day are songs from the 50s to 1999. And then the other half is from 2000 through today. And that mix has really resonated. And I had in my business plan that probably 2024, I thought if this took off, it would probably lead to maybe a real Southern Gospel talent agency where you represent the very traditional artists of today that are so underrepresented. And it's going to be quicker than that. And it's going to happen, I think, in the next few weeks, to be honest with you. The people that are listening to the station, they are coming back and saying, who are these people? Why haven't we heard them? Do they go out and sing? We want them. Mm. So it was like, okay, I thought that might happen, but I thought it was going to happen a couple years down the road, and it's happening now. So lots going on for Real Southern Gospel Music.
We also visited earlier tonight with the Inspirationals Quartet, a couple of guys from the quartet. John
sure.
Rulipow is an old friend, and he brought them in. That is going to be a great CD.
Oh, my word. I don't have the words. I didn't get to hear them personally, one-on-one, before I produced the album. I only got to hear a couple pieces that were on Facebook, some things they did at Don's church. He's a pastor there at First Baptist in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was really good. I'm like, okay, I'm excited about this. And then the very first day that they walked in, we blocked an entire week out in Nashville in the studio to do the vocals. Day one, they did the first song, and so I always bring them into the studio to sing it to me before they go out to the mics and all that. And they sang it, and I was spellbound. I still can't really communicate what happened. It was a big sound. It was a full sound. And this was out without the aid of microphones and stuff. It was just the four of them looking at me, singing at me. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for people to hear what's going on. Mm-hmm. Last week, I did live orchestrations for the album, live strings, horns, and all that. And you should go, folks, go to my Facebook page. And I did a couple of the songs, just Facebook Live, kind of with my phone, when the strings were doing a couple different songs. And I'm telling you, it moved me. I cried listening to strings being produced on a song. I mean, it wasn't the lyrics. It really wasn't necessarily a spiritual thing. But music, good music, should be able to move you. And it moved me greatly that night. Yeah. And so when I start putting all this together, which we've just started doing, oh, my. I think people are going to stop and go, well, who are these men? And where did they come from?
Are they new?
Yeah, and of course they've been doing it since the 50s.
Yeah.
This is the second generation. Mm-hmm. Bob Wills, the dad, who's still alive and kind of goes with them every once in a while, started the Inspirationals. But it's their sons now that's continuing, John Rulopaul now. Ralph, their lead singer, has been with them 50 years.
Yeah.
And that man can sing, again, speechless. Tones, range, oh my. I'm excited, if you can't tell.
I got that impression. Les, it's always great to talk to you. We want to thank you for being on Gospel Music Today.
You too. Ken, Gene, you do great work. God bless you. Thank you for what you do. Hey, everybody. Les Butler here. With the Bates family, we are tracking their new album. Get ready to do a brand new Ronnie Henson song. It is showing up country gospel, and the boys are kind of working through it in the band. I just wanted to bring you into the studio here for a little while. We're at Hilltop, which is a studio that's been here, I think, since 61, and it has recorded, well, like everybody. In gospel music, everybody, country music, everybody, bluegrass music, everybody, from Bill Monroe to Kenny Henson and the Goodmans and on it goes. And so kind of a cool little place, thought I'd bring you in for a minute. And the band is playing, rehearsing a Henson, Ronnie Henson original song for the Bates family. Let's listen in.
In this month's Singing News Magazine, there's a conversation with Brian Free and Assurance, who are celebrating 30 years of ministry this year. The article talks about how they started and the way the current group came together. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is Gospel Music Today. I'm Ken Grady.
And I'm Gene Grady, and this is what we do.
Southern Gospel News. Exclusive live concert video. The latest Southern Gospel recordings. Exclusive Southern Gospel guest. Gene's featured group.
This is Gospel Music Today.
And this is what we do.
And this is why we do it. This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The National Quartet Convention is at the LeConte Center in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, September 24 through 30. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at the Gospel Music Today on the Road studio, and I want to welcome Junior Combs of the Combs family all the way from Florida. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. We're honored to be here today.
We were able to listen to you guys a few months ago, and enjoyed listening to your concert so much. Tell us who all is in the Combs family.
The Combs family actually originated in 2006, and it was comprised of my oldest daughter, Jessica, and then my son, Wesley. At that time, he was 11 years old. Quite a great, you know, tenor singer. Yeah. And us three started, the Lord started the ministry for us that year. It was us three. Wesley decided later on to go to college to get his nursing degree. And so he said, you know, Dad, the Lord, you know, is directing me to go to Pensacola Christian to get my nursing. I said, you sure the Lord's leading you that way? Because I wanted him to sing. But little did I know that his sister Alicia, who was a year older than him, she came to me and asked me, she said, Daddy, I'd like to fill in for Wesley. I'd like to give it a try. And of course, she had a natural beauty talent, and it just fit like a glove. And so now we all four sing together.
Tell us a little bit about a song or a writer on the CD.
Well, one of the songs that strikes me and touched my heart was the Tears Will Dry. Joseph Habedank co-wrote that song. He's a good friend of ours. And the song just talks about, you know, weeping may endure right now. We have a lot of issues going on in the world. There's a lot of trouble out there now. And we cry sometimes going to sleep. And it's just such a stressful world. But guess what? Our Lord promises our tears are going to dry.
That's right.
It's only going to weep. It's going to be weeping for tonight. But tomorrow's going to be joy. And it'll be unspeakable joy.
That's right. Well, Junior, we are glad that you've been with us today. The Way It Should Be is the CD by the Combs family, and you all sound wonderful, and it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. God bless you, and we love you.
Thank you.
We have a music video this week.
Yes, we do. This is from Adoration Quartet. The song is Leave the Light On. It's from their CD project of the same name from Goldsboro, North Carolina. Adoration Quartet is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Lead the light.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Pine Ridge Boys. It is now archive time.
That's right. From a few years ago at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, one of the great lineups of the Pine Ridge Boys. We have exclusive video up next on Gospel Music Today.
The more I trust him, the more I love him. Nothing good for me to deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now, I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart. There's great joy in knowing with him I am going, and nevermore from him to depart. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
Oh, it gets sweeter,
sweeter as the days go by.
As the days go by.
Sweeter as the days go by.
It gets sweeter,
sweeter as the moments,
as
fly.
Moments fly.
Sweeter as the moments fly.
Your love is richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper,
fuller,
fuller,
sweeter,
sweeter, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
Rizzo, Ivory Luke, Wayne Shuford, and Larry Stewart, the Pine Ridge Boys lineup from a few years ago. They did a great job at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we've had an awesome time with you this week. We'd like to say hello to our viewers at WYBU, a CTN station in Columbus, Georgia. That's Channel 16. And we'll see all of you next week on Gospel Music Today.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
Thank you for joining us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
From Kentucky, it's the Trinity Airs.
From the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to the Down East Boys on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
I have two new CDs, one by the Montgomerys and the other one by Heart to Heart.
And you've been reading.
I've been out reading the magazine Cross Country USA.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at the Lowesville Gospel Concerts. We heard the Shitans sing, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
And a long way back for the archives.
That's right. From Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Paul's Journey sang, and we have exclusive video on today's show.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Anthem Edition, formerly the Old Paths, has signed a scheduling agreement with Michael Davis's Dominion Agency. Jeff and Sherry Easter received the key to the city of Mount Airy, North Carolina, in recognition of their contributions to the music industry and their support of their hometown of Mount Airy. The Southern Gospel Music Association of West Virginia has inducted Dean Hickman of the Guardians into their Hall of Fame. Dean founded the Guardians in 1988. Brian Free and Assurance's new two-disc 30th anniversary collection is available now. The group includes Brian Free, Bill Shivers, and Jake Englund. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been over to the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina. The Shitans from Canada were there. What a great group that they were, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place. The King of all glory is passing your way. Just reach out and touch him. You'll never be the same. Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place. Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place. The King of all glory is passing your way. Just reach out and touch him. You'll never be the same. Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place.
We've come into his presence with weary hearts and minds. We all have this in common. We are fighting for our lives. If you need a place of refuge, his arms are reaching out. If your body needs healing, well, the healer's in the house.
Oh, Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place. The King of all glory is passing your way. Just reach out and touch him. You'll never be the same. Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place.
But he's breaking every stronghold of fear and unbelief. All the powers of darkness must crumble at his feet. Every spirit of oppression must go in Jesus' name. For the Holy Ghost is moving. He's moving in this place. Oh,
Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place. The King of all glory is passing your way. Just reach out and touch him. You'll never be the same. Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place.
Oh, oh, oh.
Jesus is moving. He's moving in this place. The King of all glory is passing your way. Just reach out and touch him. You'll never be the same. Jesus is moving.
Oh, Jesus is moving. Oh,
Jesus is moving.
We always enjoy the Lowesville Gospel Concerts, and we really liked the Shitans, a great family group from Canada. They've become very popular in Stanley, North Carolina.
Yes, they have. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Terry Tony. Terry sang for many years with the Tony Brothers. His birthday is May 20.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on today's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Amen is a new CD by Heart to Heart. It was produced by Scott Godsey, and it opens with Love Comes Down. In addition to the title song, there is If Anyone Knows, The Impossible, and God of Abraham. My favorite on the CD is Going with Grace. That's Amen by Heart to Heart.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Memphis Quartet Show is coming up. It's June 21 through 24 at the Cannon Center in Memphis, Tennessee. If you're looking for a concert near you, check out the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Trinity Airs, based out of Richmond, Kentucky, accepted the call to gospel music ministry in 1990. The current members are Ronnie Beverly and Brian Sparks. Brian is an important part of the ministry. Many folks are blessed as he sings, and the group shares the testimony about his life with cerebral palsy and how God has helped him on his incredible journey. You can find out more about this week's feature group at trinityairs.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with members of the Down East Boys Quartet. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention, we spoke to Doug Pittman and Alex Utek of the Down East Boys. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are in the Gospel Music Today On the Road studio. With me, Alex Utek and Doug Pittman of the Down East Boys. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Glad to be here, sir. Good to be here.
We want to go back a little bit over the long, great history of the Down East Boys,
but, yes, sir.
And also talk about the current CD. Your manager, owner, Ricky Carden.
Yes, sir.
Did he start the group or just joined the group?
So he joined in 1990. They had been going for 5 years before that.
Okay.
But he and then took over ownership in the early 90s. I think it was 1992.
Yeah.
So he's been here quite a while.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I added up those years. I think I added it up right. He was 23 when he became
the owner.
Owner and manager of
yes,
the quartet.
Sir. That's correct.
Been successful for all these years.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How did you get involved in Southern gospel singing?
So my father, when I was young in the 90s, everybody had a band. And so he played drums with a couple of local Southern gospel groups and drove the bus. And my mom would always put me and my brother in the minivan, and we'd follow behind the bus everywhere they went. And so I was exposed to it then when I was young, but I told my mom and dad, I'll never sing Southern gospel music. It wasn't what I wanted, because I didn't want to be gone from home. You know, I wanted to be around my friends and stuff like that. And it ended up my aunt, we had a local church, and she ended up cleaning the church on Saturdays and was a singer, and she asked me to come and help her. And through that, I was helping her clean the church, and she was a singer as well. And so I'd be singing with her, and she kind of got me on stage, and through that, it's kind of moved on and on ever since then. Mm-hmm. So I was 7 years old when I was doing that.
Well,
yes, sir.
That's impressive.
Yes, sir.
Alex, you've been in some other groups along the way.
Yes.
What was the first professional singing for you?
Well, I started filling in for Mike Holcomb with the Inspirations.
Okay.
But my first full-time job was with the Dixie Echoes. I was with them for about 5 years. And then after I went from them, I went to the Diplomats Quartet, and I was with them for about 5 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm here.
Yeah, we remember both of those very well.
Yes, sir.
So we've got Alex and Doug, Daryl and
Ricky
make
yes,
up the Down East Boys. We don't want to leave the other guys out.
No, sir.
You guys did the 40 days and 40 nights at the Ark.
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
Oh, it was an amazing time. It was really good. I mean, everybody treated us great while we were there, but it was really nice to see people who weren't necessarily always exposed to this kind of music be exposed and to receive the message that they received while they were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they've had, how many salvations was it? Close to 400,
close
to 500.
I think
no,
they
it
got
was
up
more
to 1,000 by the
oh,
end.
Oh,
and 1,000 by the end.
Yeah.
I think they had made it up to that number while we were there, so it was great to be able to be a part of something
mm-hmm.
like that. And, and of course, what a great park that they have
oh,
there.
Yeah,
Alex walked through it all and told us all about it. We weren't able to go, but he was. But
mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I done everything you could do there.
All right, you're brave. Down East Boys, especially in recent years, have had just incredible radio success, recording success. What are some of the, how many number one songs in the last few years?
I think we're up to six now, Ken. God's just been really good to us throughout the past couple years, and people ask us what, you know, attributes to that, what leads up to that, and I think the people that you have in the current lineup, of course the camaraderie, everything that goes on behind the scenes has really led to this point, and I think Ricky's vision in the last couple years has really narrowed into that he wants to pick music that reaches people. That's not just necessarily a good old quartet song. Yeah. And so I think that really has had a lot to do with the songs that we picked and the outreach that we've had and how far the songs have gone.
That is awesome. Current CD by the Down East Boys, The Stories We Tell.
Yes, sir.
And Doug and Alex, thank you very much for being with us on Gospel Music Today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You know, Ken, we were recently talking about our friend Jim Quails.
That's right. We met him a couple of years ago at the National Quartet Convention. Jim has this wonderful ministry of singing to assisted living programs and dementia care units. And you can find out more about him if you check out his website. We really enjoyed meeting Jim Quails.
In this month's edition of Cross Country USA, the cover story is about Chris Golden, and it's titled All Killer, No Filler. Other articles this month are about Seth Alexander and Monty Reich. There's also an article called The Story Behind the Song, and this month it's about Gene Reisner writing He Didn't Throw the Clay Away. You can find a link to Cross Country USA at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Morrison Sisters and Kingsway Quartet will sing at Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina on May 27 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Off a Scuffle Town Road in the heart of Dixieland, where the moonshine bubbled and the tempers flared, making grudges like ruts in the sand. An old-time preacher dared to come this way, preaching love where hate was strong. And this new kind of living started penetrating those lives that had gone so wrong.
They found Jesus. They found Jesus in a church by the cotton field. They came to the altar laying down all their troubles in a church by the cotton field.
As the preacher started praying, good old boys came a-calling on the one who makes a change. And they found the precious fountain making black hearts white as cotton, leaving off their old-time ways. Well, the old-time preacher battled fire and flood, came up standing strong on truth. Soon the church house had a choir singing power in the blood. Then a hallelujah song raised the roof.
They found Jesus, they found Jesus in a church by the cotton field. They came to the altar laying down all their troubles in a church by the cotton field. They found Jesus in a church by the cotton field. They came to the altar laying down all their troubles in a church by the cotton field.
Church by the cotton field.
We're at the Gospel Music Today on the Road studio, and I'm here with one member of the Montgomerys. Yes. This is Robin. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Jean. We're honored to get to be with you.
And there's two other members. Tell us who they are.
My sister, her name is Lisa, and her husband, Jeff. We are a family ministry. We go by Montgomery. Montgomery is my and my sister's maiden name. And now we're all happily married, but for singing, we're still Montgomerys.
Keeping the name. And where are you from?
We're from Monroe, North Carolina, right outside of Charlotte. I've been there all of our life. We're celebrating 52 years as a gospel music ministry, family ministry. And I started with our parents, and then the Lord gave my sister a singer for a husband, so we're able to continue on.
We're blessed.
Again, you better believe it. Very blessed.
Well, you all have a new CD. It was just come out this year, and it's called Homecoming. Tell me a little bit about that CD.
Homecoming was a unique opportunity for us. We typically do a new CD every year, but for the first time, we worked on all original, I'll call it original to us material. We had the opportunity to work with Ronnie Goss as well as Neil Enloe, who helped us with arrangements and pulled in all the best musicians of Nashville, and we're so proud of it. And then our friend Charlie Griffin, we have never released one to radio before, and Charlie showed interest in doing that, and so we released the song Homecoming. You know, I guess there's radio songs and then there's good songs otherwise, but we're excited about the whole project, and the Lord just continues to open more and more doors for us. We're booking well into 2023 and even into 2024 a little bit, so we're thankful for all the blessings that He gives us.
And we want to thank you for being on Gospel Music Today this week.
Thank you, Jean. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have a music video this week.
Yes, we do, from Tribute Quartet. The song is I Call It Home by Squire Parsons. It was the 2022 AGM Awards Song of the Year. Josh Singletary's father used to sing this to him when he was a kid, and Josh sings lead on this song. Tribute Quartet, I Call It Home, up next on Gospel Music Today.
Hey, this is Josh Singletary with Tribute Quartet. We sure hope you're enjoying Tribute Quartet's latest single, I Call It Home, written by Squire Parsons and available on Quartet Tribute Volume 2 on Daywind Records recording label. But we got a chance to sit down with Squire Parsons and talk to him a little bit about this song. But stick around, because after it, we'll perform the song for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Sometimes home is not the way we want it to be here. But that's why we can look to that heavenly home. It's going to be just right. We're going to be home with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Triune God, and then all of the redeemed down through the ages. Yeah, home. Some call it heaven. Praise God, I call it home.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land where Jesus went to prepare by His own hand. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place. And in a few more days, well, it will be some call it heaven. I call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise. somewhere beyond the skies, some God in heaven. I just call it home. Someone said, you can't go. I'm back home again, and things will never, never be as good as they have been. Well, I have good news for you. Just go ahead and let me keep dreaming on and on and on and on. Oh, some call it paradise,
somewhere behind the skies.
Oh, some call it heaven. I call it home.
On Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Paul's journey. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. This is from several years ago in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Paul's Journey. They don't sing anymore, but we are very glad that we have these videos. Paul's Journey up next on Gospel Music Today.
It says you come dirty and leave clean. All right, boys, let's do it.
Standing tall, high above the trees, says to one and all, come and you'll receive. Out there in the yard is a sign to be read by every passing car, and this is what it says, come dirty and leave clean.
Church and decided to go in. Sat down in the back, ashamed of how I live. The preacher said, just ask and Jesus will forgive. And I felt so dirty, I had wandered far. The preacher said, don't worry, God loves you as you are.
Come dirty and leave clean.
Oh, yeah.
And come guilty.
Yeah.
take him up on his offer.
You'll never be the same.
Come dirty and leave clean.
All right.
We'll come guilty, leave redeemed. Come and give your heart to Jesus. He'll forgive.
Great state of Texas, Rod Tremy's excellent quartet, Paul's Journey. We always looked forward to hearing Paul's Journey sing. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we are so glad that you spent the last 30 minutes with us, and we'd like to say hello to all of our viewers at WATC TV 57, Atlanta's 57. We're always on every Saturday at 1:30 p.m., and we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
Thank you.